afternoon, Lab Mathis. At this time, we'd like to call our workshop session to order Monday, February 24th, 2025. And first item up, we discussion updates from our Lab Mathis County of Lab Mathis Rodeo Association.
Good morning, councilmen, how are y'all today?
It's afternoon.
Or afternoon, you know what, this is really, I work sweaters, so I can tell you how much my days are working. We made this to kind of help with our update portions on just some visuals. Sometimes I feel like for y'all, it's easier just to have a visual when we're talking about these topics. So this right here is just a visual of everything that we've done from the roping box shoots, or sorry, the roping boxes to the announcer stand, where beginning of April, where we cleared out the entire arena and redid all the dirt in that, and then the rock wall that we just completed last week. We still have the gate to put up, but we're still kind of taking that a little bit in strides. This is a little synopsis of y'all for y'all for the events that we had. So in the time of July, when we signed the contract with the city and us taking it over and kind of managing everything, we've had 7 events that totaled a number of 37 hours. And for 2025, we already have several events, as you can tell, lined out with, I already got 2 or 3 more phone calls today, looking at getting some more done in the summer with one of a big one heading up in September that we are trying to finalize. Would you say that's finalized, Mason?
So I did finalize a contract. We'll have our PRCA rodeo here September 19th and 20th.
So that will be a big, because our goal for that was to drag out all of the, or to bring all the people that are coming in trying to get last minute rodeos for NFR. That's their last time frame because they have to have it done by the end of September. So that will force them to come here from Steubenville and up in the northern areas. So that was our plan, which seems to bring out that good outside people that we want in this town. Right here is going to be the hours reserved by the public, so we've had no issues with that whatsoever. We stayed pretty busy. It was a total of 134 hours. Of course, December's going to be a little low. It was colder, but and we've already started booking it out for 2025. Our furthest person that comes, and she comes at least twice a week, if not more, comes all the way from Liberty Hill. So she comes just to ride 2 hours and heads back to Liberty Hill, and it's the craziest thing, but hey, I'll take it. So we stay pretty booked with that, and everyone, we've had nothing but good compliments about it, and it's been smooth sailing so far with that. This I decided to throw in. This gives you a synopsis of the maintenance hours that we've done out there, whether it be from the arena in April and rebuilding that in the announcer stand, to what we've done with drag, watering, and just being out there. And that's, like I said, that's just 2024, so it was about 245 hours in 6 months, and then we've already got some coming in for 2025. I just kind of, like I said, I wanted to be able to give y'all a little bit of a graphic to see kind of our time. We're trying to stay on top of this, so that way when we have these, y'all have some sort of evidence or kind of structure to show what we're doing, and just have a visual, I guess, to say the least. So other than that, that's kind of the updates I have, unless Chris has some more to go with it. I know it was kind of fast and heavy, but it's smooth sailing so far.
Questions?
Yeah, who is it? When you get volunteer hours, who's doing the work?
The two of us.
The two of us.
And my husband including, but he has no choice.
And you guys are volunteering the equipment and everything?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we bought a new tractor. Mm-hmm. 5120 John Deere and a Black Widow drag, which seems to be the drag that a lot of these people want used in this deal. About $110,000, I think, for the set there. We got it. That does bring up another deal, and I mentioned of this previously to y'all. we kind of get through this rodeo in April, I'm hoping not to, right here, that if we can look at extending that parks building, the building that's there, we'll pay for it. I just really want to get that tractor. We can't afford to keep it. You know, I was keeping it at Agritech up at Heston's for a while, but I mean, when you get called as much as we are to dragging this for all these people coming here.
Where did all the rock come from?
We'd ordered that, got it in. I think it was not last week, the week prior to.
Did you guys purchase that?
That was the deal that we had agreed upon for y'all to help a little bit on that previously. I don't really remember which meeting that was, but.
It was with the Parks Department, right? It was the Parks Budget, wasn't it?
No, I think we pulled that from the CO, right?
We pulled it from the CO.
Yeah.
That was in September, that was.
That's September. We're a little slow to get into it, but we're trying to get that wrapped up, get the gate in. But one of the big deals I want to do is get that, at least a roof extension, a bay's worth over that parks building. Stephen and I have talked about it a lot up there, that, you know, obviously there's plenty of room then to park a lot of their stuff too. But it would get our tractor not just sitting out in the open. I'll kind of put something together a little more on that. I am working with an architect right now, trying to get an overview of just the general area of where we're at. Part of these events, one of the main things with it is, you know, we want people to come. And with that, they have to have somewhere to sit. The stands that we have were donated the second year the arena was there. You know, they're only holding maybe 400 people, I think, is what we came up with. For even this Riata, we've extended it from a Friday-Saturday event to a Wednesday-Thursday, Friday-Saturday event. So,
how many people do you think would, I mean, kind of rough estimate based on last year?
I don't really, I mean, you know, if you have a 1,000, 1,500, maybe more. We are renting another portable set of bleachers.
Is that including contestants and riders, contestants?
No.
Yeah.
I think that was three.
Yeah, that was.
Somewhere around 300 contestants.
A day at least, depending.
And we don't know how it's going to lay. We're doing the first county team roping on Wednesday night. We're doing an open barrel race on Thursday night, just to kind of add to it and give something for the people around here to actually come do and be a part of. And part of the team open is we're going to take the top five teams and run them through the perf on Saturday night, just to kind of add a little bit to it. So.
And our goal is too, is after this, I've set up a system where I can actually grab everybody's email address at the ticketing system we have for Riata, to where afterwards I can send out a survey, because what I'd like to do for a post-event is come to y'all and give y'all like an economic impact study on showing, okay, where did they come from, you know, what county, or just all that information that we can use to just to get an idea, because rodeos are so hard to pinpoint because they come all the way from Oklahoma, or they're just hitting wherever they can and that little area. So it'd be a good idea to see exactly what's happening and what's coming through in and out, because they come in and out so fast, they're on to the next one. We have no way of kind of pinpointing that down. So that's kind of my plan to do with that since I set up that new system.
Does that also track the hotel market?
I'm going to have on there if they stayed in a hotel, and then I will then go up to the hotel because they should be able to. Mr. Patel, he happens to luckily be my neighbor, so I'm going to work with him and see if we can't come up with something to get a better idea of how many. We alone, the association, has already booked about four or five rooms for the stock contractor and their staff. So they already have, every year we at least have four or five. So, but my plan is to get that because I'd like to know just for.
One of the big numbers I really want to see is not really with the hotel. I know it's hotel, you know, hot funds and this and that, but what's the actual economic impact? If we put 2,000 or 3,000 people here in a night that weren't going to be here for any other reason, that's a good thing all the way around. I mean, that's for gas stations, restaurants, whatever, whether they spend the night or not. That's what I would like to see out of it. So, anyway.
These hot funds just covered in September, or you also?
Nope.
No.
And then under page 3 of your application, and Aaron, you may have noticed, it says that this will help cover operational and marketing costs. I know operational is not.
We probably got to wait for that for a little bit.
I think that's coming up on the agenda.
Okay.
We'll have that discussion.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Discussion regarding any items on the regular agenda.
What Miles want to talk about?
Would you want to talk about it?
We'll talk about it.
On the regular agenda?
Okay.
Okay. And all that being said, we'll get a motion to adjourn.
Somebody.
Workshop.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chief Cummins, would you come forward?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you so grateful tonight to be in such a great community. We ask that you bless us tonight, bless the exchanges, bless the information. Be with us all as we make good decisions. We thank you so much for this facility, for these people, for this community. Thank you for the weather. We ask that you'll be with us in safety as always. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Join in the pledge.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Public hearing, citizens comment, any citizen who does desire to address the city council on a matter not included on the agenda may do so at this time. The city council may not deliberate on items presented up underneath this agenda. And we have two here, Mike Watson.
Mayor Pierce and council members, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you all. You may remember about a month ago I was here to talk about and ask you for a resolution for declaring February Night Sky Month. And I mentioned then that this coming Saturday, the 1st of March, is our big annual event about that. And you should have a flyer in your packet about that. So I just wanted to come and invite each of you personally to attend. It'll be from 5 to 9 at the Old Middle School Gym and the surrounding grounds there. It's sponsored by the Lampasas Public Library. And they'll have a bunch of games and activities for kids, so it's a family-friendly thing. And by Friends of the Night Sky, which is part of Vision Lampasas. Also, it's no cost to anybody to participate, both our guests and our exhibitors. There's no charge, partly because we have a grant from Hill Country Alliance to support it. So we have got a great keynote speaker that's going to be there, Debbie Moran. She's very experienced in night sky issues and has worked a lot with cities and with public safety officials about the effects of incorrect outdoor lighting on safety, especially traffic accidents. So you may find that interesting. We also have about 20 exhibitors lined up to be there, mostly nonprofits and government agencies. Hill Country Alliance will be there. The Hill Country, or the Highland Lakes Master Naturalists will be there. The Inked Lake Fish Hatchery will be there. The Texas Commission for Preservation of Our History will be there. So there'll be a lot of information and a lot of people, and it's all no charge. We'll have volunteers from Wings of Eagles and also the High School Key Club that are helping us to put it on. And there will be food provided by Project Graduation. So bring your family and come and enjoy and meet people and learn about the night's time. Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Thank you, Ms. Watson. And we have Dorothy Pearson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a 10 minutes. My mistake.
Okay. And with that, we'll go to 1.2. Citizens comment. Any citizen who desires to address the City Council on a matter of that is included on the agenda may do so at this time. And there are none. 2.1, discussion possible action regarding approval of minutes of the regular meeting held on February 10th, 2025. I don't see any changes or corrections. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain. 3.1, discussion and possible action regarding the second reading of an ordinance following the May 3rd, 2025 general election for the City of Lampasas to elect the expired terms of the mayor, council members, place 1, place 2, place 6, and the unexpired term of place 3. Providing for early voting, polling times and places, and bilingual election materials. Okay. Discussion and possible action to consider a second reading of an ordinance to approve, deny, or approve with modifications a request to rezone property from single family resident to 6SF6 to 2-family residential district duplex for property described as PT of lots 3, 4, 5, block 6, Matthews and Wilkes Edition, commonly known as 1704 East 3rd Street, Lampasas, Texas, Lampasas County. 3.3, discussion and possible actions to consider the second reading of an ordinance to approve, deny, or approve with modifications, a request to rezone property from single-family residential 10SF10 to 2-family residential districts duplex for property described as Lot 5, Block 37, LSC, First Edition, commonly known as 207 North Ridge Street, Lampasas, Texas, Lampasas County. 3.4, discussion and possible actions to consider a second reading of an ordinance to approve, deny, approve with modifications, a request to rezone property from single family 6SF6 to commercial C with specific use permit to allow for a welding or machine shop for property described as Lot 5 and 8 Block 1 East Lampasas Edition, commonly known as 605 College Street, Lampasas, Texas, Lampasas County.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
4.0, boards and department reports.
I'm going to quickly go through my report with you. I did send out to you the email this weekend so you have it as well, and it's also at your dais. So the City Administration Department, this is done myself, the Secretary, Zoning Administrator, as well as Haley Stanley, the Executive Assistant Department Technician. So this is kind of shows you a rundown of the department duties that come under our umbrella. These are not things that we handle on a daily basis, but they are things that we maintain and take care of throughout the year. You can go through and look at it, and I won't read through all of them. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have about those duties. As far as boards, commissions, and group committees, each of the groups that we support one way or the other, whether it's agendas, whether it's the council packets, whether it's putting it together the minutes. And we, for 2024, we attended created packets in our minutes for 57 meetings. For planning and zoning, We had 6 meetings, 10 cases, 10 public hearings, 87 certified letters that were consisted of reason requests and specific use permits. Most of the specific use permits had to do with the accessory dwellings. We do that a lot where they want to have like an extra guest house on their property. That's where the majority of those come from. Zoning board adjustments, we had 3 meetings, 40 certified letters, and then those are all variance requests for your setbacks to the lake. We support the building department, and we issued 500 plus building permits over the year through my government online portal. We educate homeowners and contractors on licensing requirements, building plans, setbacks, inspection process, etc. We submit the work orders for the taps, water meters, and electric service. We identify utility availability through the Public Works Department. We verify zoning to ensure land use is utilized as intended. So we facilitated about 40 plus pre-con, pre-development meetings and our phone calls throughout the year. These are just various meetings that we are part of, the Centex Sustainable Partnership. We come to y'all annually, we do a proclamation where we have the mayor in attendance and we recognize an ambassador for the city. We do stakeholder meetings throughout the year as well. I'm part of the Health and Tree Clerk chapter. I'm part of the Nomination Scholarship Committee Chair and the Communications Officer for TMCA. I was just appointed for the Scholarship Committee and then the Election Resource Committee member as well. And then I was just recently this year appointed as President at the Courtyard Square Association. And then the Central Texas Entrepreneurial Summit, I did support. This is kind of something that the Chamber kind of host that I helped with the AV system. I supported with EDC when getting a table set up to represent different things for the city. This is a list of training, conferences, seminars, things that I've attended over the year. I've also kept open my continuing education hours for my licenses for the permit technician and for the code enforcement officer license. For Texas Municipal Clerk Association, which is a part of where my clerk comes from as far as my certification, I was nominated as Employee of the Year for the Municipal Clerk, and then Municipal Clerk's Office Achievement of Excellence was awarded for our department, and then I was recognized as the Emerging Leader for 2024. I have obtained my Certified Municipal Clerk through the International Institute of Municipal Clerks, working on my Master's. And then the clerk certification has to be redone every 5 years. I have met my requirements to be able to graduate in 2026, so I'll be able to get my recertification. And then the future projects and goals, of course, is the implementation of wayfinding signs, which should be happening soon. Right now, it's actually getting the submittals to our 1619 firm that was helping and assist with the project. And then once the submittals are approved, then we'll start the application. So we have a process where they'll start doing the actual install the stubs at various locations. We're going to start with 9 at the beginning of location where we're going to put signs down. And then we'll do the others where we're going to have to do some demo work and then replace those concrete poles. And then we'll come back and actually put the signs in. So it'll be about a 120-day process once we start, get that started. We're working on the solid waste transition to frontier waste solutions. It's going pretty smoothly. And we normally have, right now we have about every 2 weeks we'll get a phone call and we'll talk to them through the process. And we're going to be staging. The dumpsters will be at our yard. And then they will go and swap the dumpsters from Waste Connections to Frontier. So we'll make sure the main one we're ready to move forward. And they are going to be sending out notifications via brochure. A letter, I put together a letter for them to welcome Frontier so that the citizens are aware we're going to be changing providers starting in May as well. But the communication has been really well between both of us, and we're really pleased with our. Another goal of mine is workers' management, policy, practice, and organization. I just want to work on streamlining that process a little better. I want to get Ms. Stanley involved in the Texas Municipal Clerk Certification Program. As part of the Courtyard Tour Association, I want to start working on issues for downtown revitalization. I want to look into an open record software. It's manageable. I handle it now via various sources, whether it's email, whether it's on our website, somebody calling me, asking me for information, but I want to kind of get it more streamlined. So I'm looking at various softwares that might be able to assist us with that. And then American Planning Association, I'm going to get my certified planner, so I'm going to try to test in May, see how that goes. So I might have to wait until November. And then working still on my master in school construction. Any questions?
We can ask questions about
it? Yes.
First, congratulations on all your nominations and your awards. I know you worked very hard for us, and so congratulations on that. And two, can you give us an update on Kaylee and how her baby's doing?
She's wonderful. I get videos, pictures every day. She'll be back March 3rd, my last meeting without her, so I'm so excited. But she's doing well, thank you. Anything else?
Becky, I want to say thank you on behalf of this council.
Thank you.
For all the certifications, and you know, I've been up here almost 5 years now, I think, and I didn't realize everything that you did, because we don't come in the office that much, but I mean, all this stuff is just terrific, and I thank you for what you do.
Good job.
City manager's operational report.
Mayor and council, last week we conducted re-interviews for public work director from internal candidates. This week we have an interview scheduled Thursday, three scheduled on Friday, and another one the following Monday for some external candidates. So we've really received some really good applications for that position. I do expect to have a decision for that on Monday, March 3rd. So hopefully be able to introduce them in March council meeting. This week, the crews on 2nd Street are pouring the final part of curbing. Next week, we'll be cutting final grade and laying asphalt. And finishing touches are expected to be completed in mid-March. There's some ramps that we'll need to finish up to do that. Mr. Watson spoke about night skies this weekend, so I won't touch on that again. Saturday, guests want to come out? The Airport Advisory Board has been having regular meetings. They've been instrumental in installing some flight tracking software at the airport that's helping us track operations, so we can use that data in the future as we expand airport operations and fight for great minds for the airport. And they are currently reviewing the job description that was created for the part-time airport employee and have their final blessing next month at our meeting so they will get that job posted and fill that. As y'all remember, at our joint meeting, we agreed to have an appraisal completed on the back 80-ish acres at the business park. That's been ordered and work started on that last week for purchase from the state. And I anticipate having that report in the next couple of weeks. He was about 3 weeks from engagement to start. That started last week and I should have a report pretty soon. And to touch on EDC, just a reminder that this Friday at 11:30, Forward Land Passes will be hosting a meeting at LCHECK. And I'm transitioning there. LCHECK received the blessing from the EDC board last week for $20,000 for workforce development. So staff has started the process of formalizing that approval, which includes a newspaper notification with a waiting period for petition, and then council will have two readings of a resolution to approve that funding. So they did receive $20,000 at the meeting last week. We are preparing for our upcoming budget cycle. CIP committee will begin meeting soon in accordance with the city charter. Staff anticipates beginning our departmental requests in April and meeting with finance in May prior to submitting a proposed budget to council by June 3rd. We will like to have a workshop with you guys in May so we can discuss some of your priorities and those items so we can see where they fit into the budget as we're moving through our budget sessions. And then we'll set some dates in July for budget workshops to work through the fiscal year 26 budget. And to touch on the hostess house, we did issue a stop work order last week for the existing portion of the hostess house. They are allowed to wrap up some work in the new addition, pending a structural review, and staff is working on obtaining those proposals from the structural engineer to do a more thorough review of the existing structure. Hope to have those proposals for you by our next meeting so you can approve that.
Do you have any questions?
Sure.
In terms of the business park, I thought we agreed to do a complete appraisal of all the properties so we know exactly. That's exactly what I thought. I'm not done talking first, but I thought when we had that whole group meeting here, that it was a whole, so we could get a sense of what the whole piece was worth, so we would know how to list it for sale.
The official vote was for the 80 acres in the back, and we were going to look at changing the zone in on the entire park.
Right, but we're still getting an appraisal on the whole thing, so we didn't have to go back to appraise the front part.
I believe the formal motion was for lot 4, which is the back 80 acres.
Any other questions? All right. That will jump down to new business 7.1. Discussion and possible actions regarding a service agreement with Wastewater Transport Service, WWTS, for the amount of $47,812.88 to remove sludge from the digester basin during the month of January while repairs to the belt filter press were being conducted.
Good evening, Council. This is a budget process. Anything over $25,000 has to be formally approved by y'all. We ran into some issues during the belt press repair time, and we had discussed and made plans for that to be expected about 7 days. And when the roller got back from the manufacturer, the diameter was too big for the bearing, so they had to take it back and rebuild it. That's one of the things we went into with this belt press we have. There's manufacturer went out of business, nobody services it, so we have to call in a company out of Houston to actually make the bearings and rollers and anything else on it. So we had to get a company to come in and haul off our sled while the belt press was there. Any questions?
This amount is the full amount that was budgeted, or is it over or under?
This will extend my other services where I have my sludge removed from. So I'm going to have to do a line item transfer for this.
Okay. Ben, you said that you're going to go to Houston to get these parts made. How often do you anticipate this roller going out? I mean, is this once every couple
years?
You've obviously done it before, right?
There is 9 rollers on the belt press. This is the 4th one that we've had done.
In how long?
In 12 years I've been here.
Okay. So that's not too bad then?
No.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
But it's not bad.
Right. But this is also the piece of equipment that we have the EPA grant to replace.
When do we anticipate doing that, do you know?
We are in the midst of finalizing the grant through our grant writers, and then goes through engineering. We have to follow a bunch of red tape because it's federal money.
Sure.
So once it goes through engineering and the grant writers, we're able to bid it out, and then a year process, 2 year process of getting whatever we want in new.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to approve the expenditure of $47,812.88 to Wastewater Transport Services and authorize city manager to execute any necessary documents.
Second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 2, discussion and possible action regarding a request from Lampasas County and Lampasas Rodeo Association for hotel occupancy tax funds in the amount of $10,000 for the event expense related to the Riata Roundup Rodeo on April 23rd through the 26th of 2025.
Mayor and Council, the Rodeo Association has requested $10,000 for their 4-day event to be held near the end of April. Councilman, did you want to ask your question?
Yeah, it states specifically in the hot funds manuals that operational costs are not to be covered by hot funds. This clearly states on page 3 that the operational part of this $10,000 will be for operational costs. So I'm kind of confused as to
So referring back to the state law, tax code section 351.101, use of tax revenue, specifically item number 6 says, expenses, including promotion expenses directly related to a sporting event in which the majority of participants are tourists who substantially increase economic activity at hotels and motels within the municipality or its vicinity, if. So hot funds can be used for operational expenses on sporting events. Okay. If they're shown to increase tourism in the area, and in fact are known to be used for umpires for baseball tournaments, different things like that. Okay. So I do believe that the requests within this fit the intent of the law.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Make a motion to approve hot funds in the amount of $10,000 for expenses related to the Riata Roundup Rodeo on April 23rd through 26th, 2025.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 And with that, I'll need a motion to adjourn into executive session.
So moved. Second.
The City Council of the City of Lampasas, Texas will meet in a closed executive session pursuant to the Texas Government Code, Chapter 551, as follows. Section 551.087, Economic Development, to receive and evaluate financial information received from a business to discuss the same and to deliberate regarding commercial or financial information that the city has received from a business that the city seeks to have, locate, stay, or expand or near the city with the city is conducting economic development negotiations and or to deliberate and offer of any financial or any other incentives to any business prospect described above. 8.2, section 551.072, deliberation about real property, deliberation concerning the potential purchase, exchange, lease, acquisition, sale, or value of real property. 8.3, section 551.071, 1A and 551.072, consult with an attorney by telephone and or in person concerning matters upon which the attorney has a duty and responsibilities to report to the governmental body and or matters posted on the regular agenda. Section 551.074, personnel matters, to deliberate the appointment and employment evaluation reassignment duties or discipline of public officer or employee, city manager, and other personnel matters as allowed by Texas Government Code, Chapter 551. At this time, we'll adjourn to executive session.
All right, I have a few things, or one thing coming out of the executive session every couple hours, I think.
We don't have these problems in the monitor.
With that, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?